A reading from the Gospel of Mark. While Jesus was teaching in the temple, he said, "How can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, by the Holy Spirit, declared, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord, so how can he be his son?" And the large crowd was listening to Jesus with delight. The word of the Lord. I was at the Louvre yesterday, the Louvre in Paris, and I love the 17th, 18th century paintings. Incredible. But there in the galleries, around, amidst all the French and German paintings, in the middle of the galleries, there are contemporary works of art. Not paintings, but sculptures and performance pieces and all sorts of odd stuff. And I have to say, I just don't like it as much as the classic artwork. Sometimes I just don't get it, sometimes I just don't like it. But I don't think the problem is with the Louvre. I think the problem might be mine, or maybe it's ours, because it seems to me the Louvre is right in encouraging new art, contemporary art. When I look at the pictures of the 15th century, the 16th century, I see that they reflect different mores, different values. They comment on different questions, and they give different answers to the same questions, different answers than we need today. Art creates, reflects, and comments on the questions of the day. And today we have different questions. And we need different answers to some of the same old questions. I think that this is what Jesus was doing to the scribes. By taking some of their arguments about why he could not be the Christ, he turns it around and says, "No, wait a minute. You need to rethink what the scripture really says. I know we've always thought that this was the answer, but think again. Think more creatively. Now that you have new data, look again with new eyes." I think in our own day, we also need to be rethinking the scriptures. We today have new data. Jesus is not gone. He is still here, active in the world through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so today, we need to keep reinterpreting the scriptures as Jesus challenged. Today, we need to be creating new art, as the Louvre encourages. Our new art in this way is theology. We need to rethink, what do we really believe? What has God really revealed to us? And what does he want of us? We need to revisit these classic questions today with new insight. Express our insights in new ways. The classics are good. The tradition is strong and beautiful, incredible. But it's not everything. Just like to be human, we need to keep making art. To be faithful, we need to keep doing theology. That's something we can do, hopefully, today, every day. Today, let's commit ourselves to rethinking, what do we really think about God? What has God really revealed? What does the church really teach? And what should it be teaching tomorrow?